The devotees of the Lord have greatly glorified the Lord's name, fame, pastimes, qualities and activities, and especially devotional service to the Lord. In the scriptures, we can come to hear of how the devotees know the glories of the Lord more than the Lord knowing about his own glories. In one of his beautiful songs, Tukaram glorifies Lord Vitthala by saying that, "My dear Lord, you do not know the sweetness of your beauty, you yourself. Because just like the bumblebee who drinks honey from the flower knows the sweetness of the flower far more than the lotus flower itself. In the same manner, it is said that even once the Lord was very surprised about why the devotees are making such a big issue out of his sweetness and glory. So he wanted to know what kind of taste do they get by remaining under the shade of my feet. So being very eager to know that, he picked up his own thumb as a beautiful small child on the banyan leaf and put his thumb into his own mouth to taste the nectar what the devotees are trying to experience. In the same manner, the holy names of the Lord are greatly glorified by the devotees who are the recipients of the holy name and relishers of the holy name, who delight in the holy name in so many different ways. So there is one such beautiful prayer that I spotted out from Adi Purana, and you can hear how sweet is this prayer. It says, Nanama sadrisham jnanam, nanama sadrisham vratam, nanama sadrisham dhyanam, nanama sadrisham phalam, nanama sadrishastyago, nanama sadrishasamaha, nanama sadrisham punyam, nanama sadrishi gatihi, namaiva hi paramamuktir, namaiva paramagatihi, namaiva paramashantir, namaiva paramastitihi, namaiva paramabhaktir, namaiva paramamatihi, namaiva paramapritir, namaiva paramasmritihi, namaiva karanam jantor, namaiva prabhurevacha, namaiva paramaradhyam, namaiva paramo guruhu. So the meaning of this prayer is, there is no knowledge that is equivalent to the sweetness of the holy name, and there is no penances or austerities or meditation that one can equate to the holy name, because holy name brings forth the greatest of all results. And there is no renunciation or pious activities or the ultimate destination that the holy name can bring about. And there is no activity that can bring about such a result like the holy name can bring. And the holy name brings forth the ultimate liberation from all entanglements, and it puts one in the ultimate destination, paramagatihi. And holy name brings about the greatest amount of peace and serenity to the heart. And the holy name brings out the spontaneous proclivity of the soul in relishing Krishna's sweetness. And holy name brings forth remembrance of the Supreme Lord. And the holy name is the sweetest. And the purpose of the holy name in descending into this material world is for the welfare of all the living entities. And thus the holy name is the master of all the living entities who by blessing the living entities brings forth the remembrance of Krishna. And thus the holy name is the most worshipable by all living beings. And the holy name is the spiritual master of all living entities. So in this way, the holy name is so beautifully glorified several times. I thought that this prayer would be very appropriate to recite on Ekadashi day, so that we can, with great appreciation and reverence, one can take shelter of the holy name, and by remembering these glories, can chant the Hare Krishna mantra very fervently. हरिनाम प्रभु की।